It's that time again for Kingdom Building right here on WAIF Cincinnati. So stay tuned. It's Thanksgiving, so we're going to talk a little bit about thanking the Lord. So stay tuned to Kingdom Building.
Righteousness, peace, war, and joy in the Holy Ghost. Righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. That's the kingdom of God.
Everybody sing.
Righteousness, peace, joy in the Holy Ghost.
Oh.
Righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. That's the kingdom of God. Don't you want to be a part of the kingdom? Don't you want to be a part?
WAIF is a community radio station, serves only to open its airwaves to responsible, divergent points of view. The opinions expressed during this program do not reflect the views of WAIF, its staff, or board of trustees. The opinions expressed reflect my own views or the views of my guests. Thank you for listening to WAIF Cincinnati, and thank you for tuning in to Kingdom Building. My name is Rich. I'm here with Oscar, and we have got some good news for you today. So stay tuned for the good news. We always bring good news, don't we, brother?
Amen. That's right.
So anyway, it's Thanksgiving coming up, and so we want to, you know, you hate to even celebrate Thanksgiving on one day. Thanksgiving is an everyday thing.
It should be an every moment thing. Right?
Every moment thing, absolutely. Yeah. So we're gonna just talk about all the reasons why you should be thankful. And I wanted to kind of just start off with a couple things, brother. It's so interesting that the word Thanksgiving and the word praise are synonymous.
Yes, they work right together.
Yeah. I mean, the definition of Thanksgiving is praise, mm-hmm. Thanksgiving, confession.
Mm-hmm.
That's really good. But what makes it even better is the definition of praise is adoration, thanksgiving to God.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. And then, you know, you go all the way through this, and it's just they're just synonymous. They're alike. And so it's interesting, when you're thanking the Lord, you're praising the Lord.
That's right.
And when you're praising the Lord, you're thanking the Lord.
Uh-huh.
And that's a good thing. So we want to praise and thank God all the time. I'm going to just read this this little thing out of Jesus Calling, because I thought it was good. So just bear with me here, folks. It says, "Come to me with a thankful heart, so that you can enjoy my presence." Isn't it great to enjoy his presence?
Yes.
I love it. "This is the day that I have made. I want you to rejoice today."
Mm-hmm.
Not just today, but every day.
That's right.
But start it right now. If you don't feel like rejoicing, start rejoicing. Yeah. "Refusing to worry about tomorrow." Isn't that interesting? You got people that are worrying about tomorrow. What mm-hmm. if the turkey's dry? What if the potatoes are too lumpy? What mm-hmm. if this, you know, what if Uncle Ben, Uncle Joe, or Aunt Susie, or whatever.
Start fussing.
Yeah, what if they start an argument and ruin the whole Thanksgiving dinner? You know, what? So anyway, let me finish this. "Search for all that I have prepared for you, anticipating abundant blessings and accepting difficulties as they come. I can weave miracles into the most mundane day if you keep your focus on me. Come to me with all your needs, knowing that my glorious riches are more than adequate supply. Stay in continual communication with me so that you can live above your circumstances, even while you are in the midst of them." Boy, that's a wonderful thing, because you know the circumstances sometimes will turn. Mm-hmm. So if you can live above them, that's a great thing. Present your request to me with thanksgiving, and my peace, which surpasses all comprehension, will guard your heart and mind. It's a very short psalm. I'm going to read Psalm 100 in the message, and then we'll see what the pastor has to say here. Okay, 100 in the message says, I love this because it just breaks it down to our everyday life. It says, on your feet now, applaud God. Bring a gift of laughter. You know, if everybody brought a gift of laughter wherever they went, wouldn't it be a much better place?
Absolutely.
Because positivity is contagious. Mm-hmm. Negativity is contagious. Let's just choose today to be positive, even like it says, rise above all our circumstances, rise above all our issues, problems, whatever, and decide that we're gonna be positive and that we're going to bring a gift of laughter tomorrow and every day today and every day from here on out. Mm-hmm. Sing yourselves, I like this, sing yourselves into his presence. Mm-hmm. What do you think of that one?
That's a good one.
Sing yourself into his presence. Guess what? First of all, he'll never leave you or forsake you, but if you just don't sense the presence of God, then sing yourself into his presence. Mm-hmm. It's good stuff. Know this, God is God. Amen to that. He made us, we didn't make him. We're his people, his well-tended sheep. Enter the password. I always think of little cartoons or shows where they knock on a door and the little door up in the top opens up and what's the password? Mm-hmm. Well, guess what the password is with God? Thank you. Make yourselves at home. Talking praise. Isn't that interesting where it doesn't say singing praise, it says talking praise.
Talking praise.
We're talking praise to you today.
Yes.
Thank him, worship him, for God is sheer beauty, all generous in love, loyal always and ever.
Praise the Lord.
That's good stuff, isn't it?
It is very good.
Okay, well, what's your thoughts on what has the Lord put on your heart?
You know, Rich, the first scripture that I felt like the Lord gave me this morning was Psalm 24, 1 through 10. And I'll read it to you, and it says, earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, and they that dwell therein. And he hath founded it upon the seas and established it upon the floods. Then it says, who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord? And who shall stand in the holy place? He that hath clean hands and a pure heart, who hath not lifted up his soul unto vanity nor sworn deceitfully. Well, the only way we get clean hands and a clean heart is through what Jesus did on Calvary.
Amen.
Because we can't clean our own hands and clean our own heart.
Nope.
And it said, he shall receive blessings from the Lord and righteousness from the God of his salvation. This is the generation of them that seek thy face, O Jacob, Shelah. Lift up your heads, you gates, and lift up your heads, you everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is the King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O you gates, even lift them up, you everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is the King of glory? The Lord of hosts, he is the King of glory. And you know, you say to yourself, well, how can I lift up my head? You lift up your head through praising him, through thanking him. And the minute that you begin to praise him and thank him, Scripture says he inhabits the praises of his saints. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that Scripture that you read before in the King James, it says, make a joyful noise unto the Lord. And it also says, you know, serve him with gladness, come before him with in his presence with singing. Know ye that he has made us, and not we ourselves, and we are his people and sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise.
Yes.
So when we realize that the way we lift up our heads is by, first of all, thanking the Lord, You know, you might be in a situation where you say, well, you know, there's a lot of things I need. You know, things aren't going real good for me right now. Mm-hmm. But if you'll start praising the Lord and thanking him for what he has done for you, and even in the past, and he will begin to do things for you right then, the gates and the doors will begin to open up. The gates are in your head, and the doors are in your head. And when you open up those gates to God's presence, his presence comes in, and it begins to bring his peace, his joy, his love, just like the song starts. The kingdom of God is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, you know, all that kind of stuff, and the Holy Ghost. Those things are what begins to inflood us and come into our mind, and all of a sudden things begin to change and begin to turn around. You know, it's kind of funny because a lot of times people think, well, I can only praise God when everything's going good.
No, that's
wrong.
That's a good time, but the better time is when
everything's going wrong.
Bad.
That's right. Because if you'll praise him then, you know, his scripture says he inhabits the praises of his saints. And it says in his presence, you know, a lot of those things that you read before mentioned the presence of the Lord.
Yes.
In his presence, there's fullness of joy.
Yes.
And boy, I tell you what. You want to turn your whole attitude and your whole day around, begin to start praising him, and you'll find that all of a sudden things will begin to turn around. Not only the situation and the circumstances, but your attitude about them, you know.
Yeah, that's good. You know, we're going to just open things up today. Hopefully the phones are working, but... You don't have to give your name if you want to give it, but, I mean, just call us and tell us what you're thankful for. I mean, just give us a call and just take a minute out of your day, and because when you speak it out over the airwaves, I mean, you're praising God, just like we said earlier.
Right.
When you thank him, you're praising him. When you praise him, you're thanking him. So usually we go with 961-8900 and then hit number 1, but it's 961-8900. Give that one a try. And just call in and just tell us what you're thankful for. And if you need prayer, we'll pray with you. If you just want to give a testimony, give a testimony. But you may just call in and say, hey, I'm thankful for my family. Okay, great, great. Mm-hmm. Or I'm thankful for my local body, the local church here that I attend, or I'm thankful to just, let me give you some reasons to be thankful. You know, every day is a new day with the Lord.
That's right.
And his mercies are new and afresh.
Every day.
So you can thank him for today.
Mm-hmm.
Thank him that he woke you up. Thank him for the new life he gave you.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause guess what? The old life stinks.
That's right.
I don't think there's anybody out there that is truly in the new life that would not say that the old life wasn't as good.
That's right.
So thank him for the new life. Thank him for your new identity. That comes with the new life. That old person that you know, we had someone give testimony at the church last week, and he said, I couldn't even stand to look at myself in the mirror.
That's right.
Well, that's because you were looking at the old mistaken identity that you thought you were, but that's not who you are, and that's not who God says you are. So thank him for your new identity. It's not a new identity, it's your true identity. You've had that identity forever, but guess what? We're conditioned to believe that in that mistaken identity that you're some bad person, or you're some sinner, or you're some whatever. No, guess what? God's given you a new identity. Amen. And he's given you a new attitude. But, you know, just like we said earlier, you have to walk in it. You have to become it. And a lot of that is through praise and thanks, and that's what we're talking about today. So you know, let's just accept what God has given us, and let's live that life. That life is a life of thanksgiving. That's an attitude of gratitude. The right attitude is thanking the Lord.
That's right.
So Someone's calling in. You want to go ahead and talk, and I'll answer that.
Okay.
I don't know.
You know.
Hello, WAIF.
Rich, years ago, when I first got...
No, you're not. You're on the phone here. Can you call back?
When I first got saved...
did you try the 7...
I was kind of in praying, and as I was praying, I was kind of saying, well, Lord, I don't feel much different than I did before. I had committed my life to the Lord, and I started reading the Psalms, and I saw how that David praised the Lord no matter what situation he was in or no matter what was going on, and I began to realize, well, here I am sitting and kind of grumbling and complaining, and instead of that, I should begin to start praising you. And as I began to start praising him, it was almost like the peace of God just settled in. And I'll tell you, it literally felt like he reached down and just put his hands on the sides of my head.
Yeah, that's good.
And that peace just was overwhelming that came on me. And in Ephesians 5:19-20, it says, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. Give thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And you know, when you do that, the peace of God begins to settle in on you. His joy, his love, and everything begins to surround you. It's inside of you, but you literally sometimes can feel his presence like he's just almost got you in his arms.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And if you'll just but praise him no matter what's going on, I don't care how bad the situation is, if you'll begin to praise him, your whole attitude and a lot of times that whole situation will begin to turn around and it'll begin to change into something entirely different than what it started out to be.
Amen. You know? Amen. 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 We've just been told that the 961 number is not working, 961-8900, so we apologize if you've tried to call in. We have someone trying now the 749-1444 number. We'll see if that works. Yeah. I don't know what the problem is, yeah. But sorry if you've tried to call in. We're sorry, but here... I think we got someone on the line right now, so let's try it. Okay, turn your radio down, please. God bless you. How are you?
Good. It's Julie.
Who?
It's Julie. The one thing you should be thankful for.
Well, I am thankful for you, honey. Like I said over there at Rose Temple on Sunday, you are my first lady, babe.
That's right. Well, I'm glad I got through. Interesting. I did not know the meaning of thanksgiving is praise.
Well, it's now whenever you're praising him, you're thanking him. Whenever you're thanking him, you're praising him. And isn't that a wonderful thing? I mean, God works all things out perfectly. He's perfect in all his ways. And it's amazing that those two are so synonymous. Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's... I think that's really good, and I think, you know, it's people should try to look at life as Thanksgiving every day, just not one time a year. I believe that, and I think that you should always praise him, thank him, whether you're going through a trial and a tribulation or like what I do is, you know, I say, thanks for this, thanks for that, I appreciate that, I appreciate that. And I think we should also do that with the people in our life, too.
Yeah, we should. God placed people in our lives for a reason. It's not by accident. Even the ones that are more difficult, he still placed them, too. And so I think we should. I think it says in all things.
Yeah.
Give him praise and thanks in all things, whatever.
All things give thanks for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you.
Say, give that again.
It says, in all things give thanks for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you.
There you go. There you go, Cincinnati. It's all for you.
Yeah,
I think that's great. And I also think that we should, you know, really get serious about appreciating people in our life because – life short, and you don't really know, you know, who's going to be here this Thanksgiving may not be their next Thanksgiving. And I think we all get caught up. I do, you know, when you got some issue or something at work, just seems like it overtakes your life. And in the scheme of things, it's insignificant. It's, you know, the time on earth and the time that we spend with people.
Well, there's going to be people tomorrow that are going to be in a room. And I know this is a little harsh to say this, but there's going to be people that are going to be in a room with other people, their family, and some of them, they don't really care for them. And they know it. And they know it. So just do, anybody that's listening, just do yourself and do everybody else a favor. Go in there with love on your heart. Go in there with the attitude of gratitude and say something nice to them. Let them know you love them, because, you know, Jesus said we're to love everybody. Love your neighbor as yourself. Love even your enemies, believe it or not. What did you call to get in, just so I can tell everybody else?
Oh, I called. So what worked for me is that 961 number, and I hit number one, and it went right to you. The other line, the other 749-1444, just continually rings busy.
Okay, so you dialed 961-8900.
And I hit one, my last attempt, and you answered it.
Tried that before, and it didn't get through. So just be persistent. If you want to get on the air, just be persistent. And did you dial 513 or did you just dial 961?
I believe I dialed 513 because that's how my cell phone is, typically. So I dial 513 and that number.
961-8900 and hit option 1.
Yeah, and as soon as I hit it, you know, the last time, you answered right away.
Okay.
Obviously something must be working now. So.
Well, that sounds great. Anything else you'd like to share?
Yeah, there is. There, you know, and you are a pretty good example of this. You know, it's harder for people to take the high road in dealing with people and issues. And I just had a friend of mine, Susan, call me. She was really upset, and she did something for one of her sisters, asked her to help her a couple days ago. And, you know, she said, like, her initial instinct of the natural was, like, heck no. Because you guys only call me when I need something.
When they need something.
And you're never there. Yeah. And you're never there for me. But she said, you know, I'm just living my life. What would Jesus do in this circumstance? So she got up and did it. You know, and I think that's really, I'm trying to get to be more like that. You know, when you're like at a crossroads on stuff like this, you know, what would Jesus do? Well, whether he wanted to or not, or whether that he thought that person deserved or not, he would go do it, and he wouldn't even think about it. So I just think that really struck me with your topic today on the radio program. Thought that was really good to mention that. So
Jesus wants us to always show compassion, because he came and showed compassion to us, and without that we wouldn't be here. I can tell you that right now. So praise the Lord. Well, thanks for calling in.
Okay, well, good program.
I'm thankful for you, babe.
Well, I'm thankful for you. I'm thankful for Oscar. Him and Margaret have really
Margaret's
been
here
there
too.
especially with my mom. You know, Margaret's been wonderful and all that. It was a really tough time. And, you know, and I appreciate you and the kids and everything. I just think this is a good time of year where people need to just sit down and reflect and appreciate what they do have and who they have in their life instead of what they don't have. Because most people, a lot of people just worry about what they don't have.
Yep, and that's no way to live, is it?
No.
Okay, love you.
Okay, happy Thanksgiving, love you.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, so we know if you want to call in, just call in today. I know there's a lot of people that listen, but they don't like to call in. Well, just today's Thanksgiving, you know, and we just want to hear from you. And if all you have to do is just say what you're thankful for. If you don't want to give your name, don't give your name. If you need prayer, we'll pray with you. So just give us a call at 513-961-8900 and hit option one.
Yeah.
I've got, I'm not big on, you know, lists. I'm not real big on, you know, to-do lists as far as, or these are 7 points that you can do this or do that. So I'm like, you know, how to do lists as far as the walk with the Lord. But I do have 7 points just to meditate on. So it's meditate on these points here. First of all, the grateful heart is a sign of a humble heart.
Yeah.
Think about that. In order to exercise gratefulness, you need to move your eyes off of yourself and esteem God and others higher than yourself.
That's good.
Gratefulness and humility do go together. I'll just give a couple of them, and then you can comment, and then or about whatever you want to comment about, and then I'll give some more as the hour goes by. But you're listening to Kingdom Building right here on WAIF 88.3 FM, Cincinnati. The number two is the grateful heart is evidence of a worshiping heart. When you express your gratefulness to the Lord, it is evidence of a heart full of adoration and thankfulness to Him. This adoration releases worship. So we'll stop there. I'll give a couple more in a little bit, and then I'll give a couple more until we get through all seven. But the two is a grateful heart is a sign of a humble heart. The grateful heart is evidence of a worshiping heart.
Yeah.
And all that's good, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It is. You know, in Philippians 4, 6, and 7, and this is out of the Message Bible, it says, don't fret or worry. Instead of worrying, pray.
Mm-hmm.
Let petitions and praises shape your worries into prayer, letting God know your concerns. Before you know it, a sense of God's wholeness, everything coming together for good, will come and settle you down. It's wonderful what happens when Christ displaces worry at the center of your life. Summing it all up, friends, I'd say you'll be best by filling your minds and meditating on true things, noble, reputable, authentic, compelling, gracious. The best, not the worst, the beautiful, not the ugly things, to praise, not the things of curse. You know, and a lot of that has to do with having a thankful attitude. If you have a thankful attitude, you know, then what begins to happen, the presence of God begins to come in there. Because like you were saying before, a thankfulness and praise are they're fingers on the same hand.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
They go together, and one doesn't work without the other. Because when you praise God, what you're really doing is saying, Lord, I thank you, because even in a situation that seems to be a bad situation that's going on right now, I know you're in control, and I'm going to trust you. That's why I'm praising you. I'm going to trust you, and I'm going to just believe that you're going to work all these things out. And you know, there's a scripture that says, for we know that all things work together for good of them that love the Lord and are the called according to his purpose.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, he always works things out if you'll just trust him. And you know, what happens if you don't trust him is that you find yourself being fretful, you find yourself being irritated, agitated, worrying, you know. The actual word worry doesn't really appear in the Bible.
No.
You know, I mean, there's some scriptures where it will, like this message here where it said, you know, fretting, don't fret or worry, you know, But really, that word worry doesn't appear there.
Anxious.
It's anxious. Be anxious for nothing,
right.
but in everything give thanks, you know, and that kind of thing. Let your petitions be made known unto God, and that kind of thing. But you know, we are the ones that tend to worry. We create worry because we don't trust in that God's in control of everything. And by not trusting that he's in control, we see ourselves sink into a deeper abyss, you know, in these things. And if we would just learn to say, God, I'm just going to trust you. I'm going to believe that you got it all in control. And, you know, I'm going to praise you right in the middle of this situation or this circumstance, you know.
Amen. Amen. The old, when you were talking about waking up or something, God reminded me of that jingle. The yeah. best way of waking up is not Folgers in your cup. The best way of waking up is praising
God,
and thanking God that you woke up. We have a member-thon going on, so we're going to go ahead and play this.
Thank you for tuning in to listener-supported WAIF Radio. We're in the middle of our fall member-thon. Help keep WAIF Radio on the air and indicate your support for this show by making a pledge right now. Your gift of $25 or more gives you voting rights at the WAIF annual meeting and the WAIF Alert newsletter. Please call 513-961-8900 or 513-749-1444 right now to make a pledge. You can also pledge online using PayPal by clicking the donate button on our website, www.waif883.org. If you pledge online, please indicate the name of the show you're supporting in the comments section so they get credit. Each show on WAIF has a minimum pledge level to meet, and you can help them reach that goal. Call now 961-8900 or 749-1444 or WAIF883.org and make your pledge of $25 or more to become a member of listener-supported radio WAIF Cincinnati. Thank you.
Okay, well, thank you for all your support.
WAIF Radio. We're in the middle of our spring.
Thank you for your support. Sorry I let that one go. A next one. It's springtime. No, it's not spring yet. Okay, but anyway, thank you for your support.
You can stay on the air.
Yeah. So thank you for all your contributions and your prayers, and we just love you, and thank you for everything. So, okay, I started out with the 7 points to meditate on. So uh-huh. I'm going to give a couple more, Oscar, and then you can either comment on them or whatever else is on your heart. Okay, number three, the grateful heart ministers blessing and encouragement to the Lord and others. Yeah. Can you imagine if we could just be that kind of a blessing to everybody we come in contact with? I mean, I was listening to another station coming up for just a second. He was talking about that. He and some other couples went out with he and his wife. And this one person in their group was just unmerciful on the server. I mean, just rude. And he got to a point where he said, you know, I'm going to give you a double tip because of this person's rudeness. We don't need to be rude. Go ahead. I'll get the phone.
Well, you know, Rich, you're talking about that. Margaret and I went out for breakfast this morning, and our server was not very good. And he kept apologizing.
No,
we ordered our food, and he brought the wrong food.
I'm on the air right now. I can't answer any questions.
And then after that, not only did he bring the wrong food, you know, I had ordered crispy bacon. And the bacon was real kind of rubbery, and I don't like rubbery bacon. But I didn't say anything, but I just told him, I said, well, the bacon's kind of rubbery. I said, I ordered crispy bacon. Well, he took it back. He said, well, I'll take it and have them crisp it up. I said, okay.
It came back black.
No, he took it back, and we ate our whole breakfast and didn't
before you
have
got
our
it.
Bacon.
Yeah, yeah.
And then he came back, and he says, do you guys need anything else? I said, well,
bacon would
How
be
about
nice.
Our bacon? And he says, oh, he was apologizing. He says, I just got back from being on vacation. And he says, I'm just having a rough time. And I told Mark, I said, yeah, he's having a rough time this morning. And, you know.
That's why we like to eat at home.
And then I gave him some money to pay. And I was supposed to get $1.02 back. You know, I gave him, you know. but I had left him a tip on the table. And I left him a tip anyway, which is, even though his service wasn't very good, you know.
I always leave a tip. People have bad days.
I left him a pretty decent tip. But he also got my dollar and 2 cents because he never brought my change back.
Hey, Lord knew he had need of it.
He was really having a bad day. But you know what? We were just kind of smiling about it. I mean, we didn't get upset with anything.
It's not worth it. I mean, hey. Life's too short.
Hey, you know, people a lot of times, they got so many things on their mind. And they just can't help but function, you know, not very well in situations.
Right.
And that's the way he was. And he kept apologizing. And when I gave him the money to pay, he says, "I'm really sorry. I'm really sorry." He said, "I'll get the manager." I said, "No, just forget. You don't have to get the manager." I said, "It's fine." I said, "It's fine, you know."
You know, we all make mistakes from time to time.
Well, so a lot of times if you get the manager, those guys get in trouble after a while. They can lose their job. And I don't want to cause, you know, guys having a bad day. I don't want to cause him to have to lose his job.
No. Uh-uh. Not over crispy bacon.
No. Well, and he brought the wrong food and he didn't come back.
Oh, I'll tell you.
A whole bunch of stuff.
I'll tell you a quick
story. We actually were smiling about it, you know.
Since we're on that subject, I got to tell this story because you know, I didn't do anything about it, but I mean, it's just crazy how some people react. We were at a restaurant, not to be named, but it's a chain. Yeah. Everybody knows it. And I ordered something with chicken. Well, as Margaret knows, I can cook chicken.
Yeah. Yeah, you're a good
Margaret says that's one of the best chickens she's ever had at my house, you know. But anyway. Well, I got this, and I'm telling you what, that chicken was like shoe leather. And my server didn't come back, so, I just put it off to the side, ate everything else. But the manager came over, and you could tell he was a real young guy, and you could tell that he was new. And so he said, "How was your meal?" And I said, "Well, do you want the truth?" I could lie to you, but if you want the truth, I'll tell you the truth. I said, "The chicken was not fit to eat. It'd been sitting around, and it was like shoe leather." And he said, "Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. Well, hope you come back and see us."
Yep.
It's like, okay, did you hear a word that I said?
Yeah.
Anyway, needless to say, we have not been back to that restaurant chain ever again. But
you're talking about chicken. I ordered some chicken from a place, and I got the chicken, and I bit into it, and it was absolutely pink inside.
Oh, I did that one time too.
And I said, "Oh no." I said, "I can't eat this."
No, you get sick.
Yeah, I mean, salmonella and stuff from chicken that's not uncooked. And, I mean, it was literally dead pink in the middle and raw. I mean, it was raw right in the middle.
Not good.
I called the guy over and I says, "Hey," I said, "there's a problem with this chicken." And he says, "Well, we've been having a little trouble with our fryer today." He says, "I can cook you up some more." I said, No chicken.
Yeah.
So give me a hamburger.
Yeah.
I'll take a hamburger.
Yep.
But that restaurant is no longer in business.
Oh yeah.
You know,
okay.
but I mean, I didn't give him a real hard time.
No,
I mean, you know, sometimes, you know, people. I mean, first of all, the person serving you didn't cook the food.
No.
It's not their fault if there's a problem. You know, it's usually.
But they take all the heat.
They get all the heat. And they don't make any money unless you give them a tip, because they pay them
a low amount of money. It's not even minimum wage.
No, it's not even minimum wage. So if you don't give them a tip, then, you know.
No matter what the service, we've always left a tip.
I usually leave more than 20%.
Yeah,
I usually leave about 25 or 30% or even more.
Sometimes. Especially if they were good, we do. Yeah. Okay, number four. These are things, if you just tuned in, we're talking about Thanksgiving and thanking the Lord. And these are 7 points to meditate on. We're on number four. Number four is the grateful heart often opens the heavens over us so that blessings are poured out.
Yeah.
Woo!
Yeah.
I'll take that.
That's right.
Whatever you sow, you will reap. So if you're there giving the server a hard time, guess what?
Yeah.
If you're in a job and you deal with the public, guess what? If someone gives you a hard time, don't be surprised.
That's right.
If you sow the blessing of gratefulness into the heavens will pour out a blessing upon you.
Yeah.
Who wouldn't put their hand up for that one?
Right.
I am putting my hand up right now if you could see me. On the other hand, if you murmur and complain, the heavens can be brassed over and you will be hindered from living under the blessings of heaven above.
Yeah.
You know, maybe that's true, maybe that's not, but I believe you're always better off to reap gratefulness and reap thankfulness and reap blessings over others and whatever, because I think you'll be way ahead of the game if you sow that kind of good stuff. I truly believe you're going to reap that kind of good stuff.
When you say gratefulness, gratefulness is just another way of saying thankfulness.
Thank you. Yeah.
That's just another way of saying it.
Yeah.
And you know,
that's the attitude of gratitude.
And you know, the attitude of gratitude will also determine your altitude.
Mm-hmm. It will.
It'll determine how high you go in God.
And if you go up high, guess what? The gratitude's just going to come forth. You're
That's
not
right.
even going to think about
That's
it because
right.
you're just going to be praising the Lord and thanking the Lord ongoing.
Yeah.
Okay, the next one is the grateful heart will often give victory in warfare. We know that thanksgiving and praise will oftentimes release the victory of the Lord in the midst of the battle.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that's a good... I mean, the battle belongs to the Lord, but guess what? We have a part in it.
That's right.
It's still his battle, but if we give praise and thanksgiving in the midst of all that, then God says, wow, they trust me.
Well, you know, Rich, in the Old Testament, a lot of times they sent the praisers out.
That's the next thing I was going to say.
And the praisers would go out. And can you imagine if you're getting ready to have a battle with somebody? And they send out the singers, and they're singing and praising the Lord, and they're getting all happy and everything. You might think, whoa, what's going on here? Maybe I don't want to fight this fight.
Well, we know it works.
It does.
You
it
know,
does.
And by the way, that's in 2 Chronicles 20. I said, you are, you know, it's, why are we surprised when we're one in the Spirit?
Right,
you know, but Jehoshaphat called the praisers out. Can you imagine being in a battle situation, being on the other side, and you see these people coming out with these instruments singing praises to the Lord?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh, that would scare me more probably than if they had big shields and spears, you know? Their praise changed the atmosphere. Let your praise change the atmosphere. Tomorrow, if you don't feel like praising the Lord because there's someone there you don't like, or there's someone there that's just dominating the conversation or whatever, just start praising the Lord, and it may change that atmosphere of that Thanksgiving dinner. You know, they were delivered from being victims to victors, so that's a good thing.
Yeah.
Number 6, Oscar, is the grateful heart releases and sustains divine provision and miracles.
Amen.
Wow.
That's wonderful.
We want that, don't we?
Yes, we do.
We prayed for a miracle right before the program today.
Yes, we did.
So we know that thanksgiving and praise will oftentimes release the victory of the Lord in the midst of the battle. I'm sorry, I read that before. Before the miracle of the loaves and the fishes took place in Mark 8, Jesus gave thanks.
Yes, he did.
Remember, he broke the bread and gave thanks.
Yeah, he did.
Isn't that funny? He broke the bread just like he was going to be broken.
Just like he was going to
days
broken,
from
yeah.
there.
Yeah.
Wow. There was more than enough for the 4,000 people there that day. When the 10 lepers were cleansed in Luke 17... only one returned with a grateful heart.
Yeah.
Be that one, folks. Be that one. This was the one who was not only cleansed, but made whole. Yeah, be that one. I mean, if there's, that's 10%. You know, there should be more than 10% of us out there that comes back with a word of thanks to the Lord. We should be thanking him ongoing and continuously. Before I give the 7th one, I'm going to read Psalm 67 in the message. I really like that. It says, God, mark us with grace and blessing. Smile. The whole country will see how you work. All the godless nations see how you save. God, let people thank and enjoy you. Are you enjoying the Lord?
Amen.
You know, it's not just to thank him, but it's enjoying him. It's fellowshipping with him. And then it goes on to say it again. Let all people thank and enjoy you. Let all far-flung people become happy and shoot their happiness. Shout their happiness because you judge them fair and square. You tend the far-flung peoples. God, let people thank and enjoy you. Let people thank and enjoy you. Earth, display your exuberance. You mark us with blessing, O God, our God. You mark us with blessing. Earth's four corners honor him. Anyway, that was pretty good. Pretty good stuff. Okay, number seven. We've been going over the 7 points to meditate on here on Thanksgiving. Number seven is the grateful heart ushers in the glory. Jesus said that the Lord said he would not give his glory to another. Well, guess what? You're not another. You are his son and his daughter, and he loves you, and he will give his glory to you. Just like Paul said, you know, this is nothing compared to the glory that shall be revealed in me. Mm-hmm. So let God's glory be revealed in you, not only to you, but to everybody you come in contact with. I've discovered that when I release my thanksgiving and gratefulness to the Lord, his tangible presence falls. This is what happened in 2 Chronicles at the dedication of the temple. When they celebrated his goodness and mercy with thankful hearts, the glory cloud filled the house of God. Mm-hmm. Let's commit to living before God with a grateful heart. We have so much to be thankful for, and he is forever worthy of our sincere praise.
Amen.
Thanksgiving, folks,
yep,
should not be a one-day-a-year celebration. It should be a day-by-day, minute-by-minute celebration that God has given you a new life. God has given you the ability to cast all your cares upon him because he cares for you. And if you cast all your cares on him, guess what? There's nothing burdening you. There's nothing holding you down. And there's no reason to get down. There's no reason to get depressed. There's no reason to get upset. All the things we've been talking about today.
Mm-hmm.
You're listening to Kingdom Building, and we have a share-a-thon coming up, and we want to have you please donate to the station and to Kingdom Building.
Thank you for tuning in to listener-supported WAIF Radio. We're in the middle of our fall member-thon. Help keep WAIF Radio on the air and indicate your support for this show by making a pledge right now. Your gift of $25 or more gives you voting rights at the WAIF annual meeting and the WAIF Alert newsletter. Please call 513-961-8900 or 513-749-1444 right now to make a pledge. You can also pledge online using PayPal by clicking the donate button on our website, www.waif883.org. If you pledge online, please indicate the name of the show you're supporting in the comments section so they get credit. Each show on WAIF has a minimum pledge level to meet, and you can help them reach that goal. Call now 961-8900 or 749-1444 or WAIF883.org and make your pledge of $25 or more to become a member of listener-supported radio WAIF Cincinnati. Thank you.
And that he ended it with thank you. So we thank you for listening, and we thank you for your support of the station, whatever you have. If you can't afford the $25, give what you can. Just make sure that you mention Kingdom Building with your donation, and we will get credit for that, and it helps keep us on the air.
Mm-hmm.
We just want to say thank you to all you that are out listening, that we hear from time to time people saying, yeah, you know, we've listened to you guys for some time now, and we thank you for listening, and we come each and every Wednesday because we want to bless you.
Yeah.
and we want to lift up the name of Jesus. And so we want to wish you all the best Thanksgiving tomorrow, but we want that Thanksgiving attitude of gratitude to continue on all through the rest of this year and all through 2020. Did you have a poem?
Yeah, I can share okay. this one here. This one is called Intimacy with God. And, you know, just to give you a little bit of a background on how this poem came about, my daughter-in-law was writing a book on literally on intimacy with God. And she asked me, she said, has the Lord ever given you a poem on intimacy with God? And I said, no. And Margaret, my wife, and I were at a restaurant, and we were sitting there. I was eating, and I said, give me a pencil and piece of paper quick. Because
that's the way
God does it sometimes, yep. You know. And here's the way that poem goes. It's called Intimacy with God. It says, come away, my love, into an intimate place, where I'll show you the depths of my amazing grace, as you're wrapped in the warmth of my enfolding love, in quietness and stillness you will rise above, and sit with me in that heavenly place, where you'll begin to see me face to face. A change will happen as I give you my life, a change of names as you become my wife. My glory and my love will break forth from your heart, and will bring all to repentance and even a new start. And you know,
amen.
The part of the way that you get into that intimate place with God is by praising Him,
mm-hmm.
and by thanking Him,
mm-hmm.
and you know,
brings His presence.
Have you? And I'm going to tell you, even in the natural, sometimes the things of the natural will declare the things of the Spirit. If you have a wife, and you start telling her how pretty she is, and how much you appreciate her, and all those things, boy, she's just going to love on you really good.
Is that what happens,
Margaret? And you know what?
His wife's here in the studio.
You know
is that
what
happens, Margaret?
Yeah.
Okay,
and you know what?
Good.
God does exactly the same thing.
That's right.
When you praise Him and let Him know how much you appreciate Him and you love Him, then He turns around and He just loves on you.
Mm-hmm.
And He enwraps you in His the warmth of His enfolding love. And, buddy, there's no greater place than that. And that's something that once you experience that, you just can't wait to experience it each and every day, you know.
Amen. 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 You're listening to Kingdom Building right here on WAIF 88.3 FM, Cincinnati. And, you know, you can call in. We had only one person call in to say thanks, what they're thankful for. So,
yeah.
You know, let's have someone else. Someone's out there, and maybe you've never even called in radio station ever. Now's the time to do it. 513-961-8900. That's 961-8900. And hit the first option and just pick up the phone. Just tell everybody what you're thankful for. Tomorrow is Thanksgiving, and we just trust and pray that everyone will have a blessed Thanksgiving.
Amen.
Be the peacemaker of the family if you need to be. Maybe you have a family where everybody gets along perfectly. Well, that's great. That's great. And if you don't, be the peacemaker. Just keep the peace and have fun and, you know, give a prayer for the Lord before you eat. And during the time of eating, you can be praying silently. We pray that that God would bless you with all your family, and that it would be a blessed time of fellowship as well as good food and good company and good family time. So,
amen. Amen. That's right.
And for those that don't have anywhere to go, guess what? That was me one time, so I know how you feel. And guess what? You're going to get through it, and God's going to bring you someone that you can have a good Thanksgiving with. It might even be as quick as next year.
That's possible, yeah.
You know, I mean, I can remember one time I was by myself. I was up in Pennsylvania at college, and I played basketball, and I couldn't go home for Thanksgiving. It was the first time I'd ever not been around my family for Thanksgiving, and it was difficult. But, you know, you'll get through it. You definitely will get through it.
Well, and if there's anybody out there that would happen to be listening, and and maybe you don't have the money for Thanksgiving, there is places out there where you can go and have a meal. Mm-hmm. And, you know, City Gospel Mission and other places where mm-hmm. you can go and have a meal. And you know, people love you and they'll feed you. And, you know, there's a lot of places out there. And I want you to know that God loves you and he can turn your whole situation around. And I'm going to say this, which I usually say this if I get a chance. He's not mad at you no matter what you've done in the past. He loves you with an everlasting love. He loves you so much that he sent his son, Jesus Christ, to die for your sins. And that, you know, you've been forgiven.
Yes.
You've been forgiven. All you have to do is receive that forgiveness. And if you're not walking in that forgiveness, then you know, you're not going to find that peace. But I tell you, you can walk in that forgiveness because he's already done it. It's already been accomplished.
It's already been done.
And all you have to do is just invite him to come in and be Lord and Savior in your life, and things can turn around, and it can turn around mighty quick and mighty drastically. And a lot of this begins with you just having a thankful heart and just thanking God for the sacrifice that he made in giving us his son, Jesus Christ. You know, that was the greatest sacrifice ever.
Amen.
That he came even in the form of a man and died on Calvary, but he rose again so that we might walk in newness of life. Praise God.
Amen. Well, let's go ahead and we'll do this one more time and we'll be almost out of here.
Yeah.
Thank you for tuning in to listener-supported WAIF Radio. We're in the middle of our fall member-thon. Help keep WAIF Radio on the air and indicate your support for this show by making a pledge right now. Your gift of $25 or more gives you voting rights at the WAIF annual meeting and the WAIF Alert newsletter. Please call 513-961-8900 or 513-749-1444 right now to make a pledge. You can also pledge online using PayPal by clicking the donate button on our website, www.waif883.org. If you pledge online, please indicate the name of the show you're supporting in the comments section so they get credit. Each show on WAIF has a minimum pledge level to meet, and you can help them reach that goal. Call now 961-8900 or 749-1444 or WAIF883.org and make your pledge of $25 or more to become a member of listener-supported radio WAIF Cincinnati. Thank you.
Okay, I'm going to read this and then we're going to get out of here, I guess, and get ready for a wonderful Thanksgiving tomorrow. But we've been talking about thanks. Oscar was talking about thanking God in all things. Okay, listen to this. Grapes must be crushed to make wine. Diamonds form under pressure. Mm-hmm. Olives are pressed to release that wonderful oil that I love olive oil. Seeds grow where? In darkness.
Yeah.
Whenever you feel crushed, under pressure, pressed, or in darkness, you're in a powerful place of transformation. And transmutation. Trust the process. Trust God. Amen. Praise the Lord, Cincinnati. So glad that you've tuned in today. Stay tuned for The Ultimate Risk with Tara. She'll be here, and you don't want to miss it. So God bless you. Have a great and wonderful and safe New Year's. And we'll see you next Wednesday right here on Kingdom Building. Mm-hmm.